As usual, we will need the Lord's help tonight. So we'll pray that the Lord will give us words to speak and hearts to hear.
今天呢，跟同平常一样，我们需要神的帮助，所以我们要祷告呢，神呢给我们那个语言去说，来给我们内心去接受。
So let's take a moment and pray now.
我们再花点时间来祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you that you are our God and we can come to you at any time and every time.
最主要，我们知道呢，您是我们的神，我们可以在任何时候、什么时候都可以来到您这里。
And Lord, we bring all our prayer requests to you. You know the needs of each of our hearts. We speak to you often. And we thank you that you hear and will bless.
最主要，我们现在呢有几件祷告要向您请求，所以我们知道呢，您呢经常呢回应我们祷告，也听我们祷告，所以我们今天呢向您祷告。
Now, Lord, in particular tonight, we're concerned about Barbara and about Jim March.
所以这主要特别的是，我们今天呢就是关心的是Barbara 和 Jim March。
Both of them, Lord, are very sick with pneumonia. And you know that sometimes pneumonia can be a difficult disease to get rid of, especially when you're older.
最主要，他们那两个人呢都得了肺炎，所以呢，就是说您也知道，当那个人年纪大的时候呢，有时候呢，就说是那个肺炎呢是很难那个好起来的。
And so we pray, Lord, that you'll be gracious to both of them. May their pneumonia clear up fast, and may they be cured and able to be mobile again.
最主要就是我们祈求您呢对他们大施恩典，让他们的那个就是说是这会肺炎呢很快的会治愈，他们能够呢也很快的能够自由行动。
And we thank you, Lord, that we can come together this evening, this morning, as the case may be. And we pray that you will just bless us as we study your word again.
最主要就是说，我们祈求呢，您的赐福给我们，就是不管我们在哪里，是早上还是晚上，所以呢，就祈求您的赐福我们，当我们学习您的话的时候。
We thank you, Lord, that the Holy Spirit promises to honor your word and to explain it to us.
最主要，我们也感谢您的，您的应许，那就是圣灵呢，会来，就是说是教导我们您的话，您也会教导我们。
We pray, therefore, that you will teach us what we need to know, that you will encourage us as to what we should do, and that you will help us accomplish what we should do.
对，这样你就是祈求您能教导我们，我们应该知道的，去并且鼓励我们，我们也要去做啊，求您能也帮助我们去完成我们要做的事情。
And so, for each of us and others who may join us, we pray that you will bless us tonight.
所以呢，为每一个人和那些将要加入我们的人，我们祈求您呢，今天晚上赐福我们。
And we ask this in Jesus' name.
我们祈求这些是奉主耶稣基督的名
Amen.
，Amen。
Amen. So again, welcome to all of you. Sharon, welcome to you, all the rest.
所以呢，再次呢，欢迎刚刚加入我们的，包括先生和其他的人。
So last week we were studying in Luke chapter 18.
上星期我们在学习路加福音第18章。
We got down to verse 18 and the story of the rich young ruler, we call him.
这个我们呢读到了第18节，这里呢我们就是说是，把它称之为一个就是年轻的，就是有钱的这样的一个统治者。
You remember his question. We got it in verse 18. It says, "Good teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?"
对，我们知道呢，就是在第18节里呢，这个官呢问他说，那个良善的师傅，我该做什么？才可以承受永生呢？
And two problems with what he said. First of all, he announced that Jesus was a good teacher. Jesus responds to that and says, "Why would you call me good? There's only one who is good, that is God."
这里呢出现两个问题，两个问题。首先呢，他把那个主称之为呢，就是良善的师傅。那么说呢，他说主耶稣基督告诉他，为什么你要称我是良善的呢？只有神才是良善的。
So the question is, was Jesus really good? And the answer is yes, he was God. That's the reason we believe for the response that the Lord gives the man.
这个里面现在问题是呢，那个主耶稣他真的是良善的吗？答案是是的，因为他就是神，所以他是良善的。这就是通过他给我们的答案里得到的。
But the question is, what do you have to do to inherit eternal life?
这问题是呢，你要做什么才能承受永生呢？
Is eternal life available to people who do things for it so that they can inherit it?
所以呢，就是说是这个永生是不是呢和人呢他去做什么有关系，这样他们才可以承受。
I think many of the Jewish people felt that because Abraham was their father, they could inherit eternal life.
我认为呢，就是很多犹太人他们认为呢亚伯拉罕是他们的父，所以呢他们可以承受永生。
And frankly, you don't do things to inherit life, you simply ask God to grant you eternal life.
所以坦率地说呢，你不可能就是做什么呢才承受神的国，就是说你去祈求神呢赐给你永生。
So I believe this man felt that if he did the right things, he could inherit eternal life. He thinks that by obeying, by keeping all the commandments, you could inherit eternal life.
我认为这个人呢，他认为呢，如果他去做正确的事情呢，或者说是他去守法律的话呢，他就可以承受永生。
And in fact, many people today make the same mistake.
所以事实上呢，很多当今的人呢，做了同样的错误犯了。
So again, reading now in Luke chapter 18, verse number 20.
现在呢，我们要来读呢，就是《路加福音》第18章的第20节。
Jesus said to him, "You know the commandments. Do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not bear false witness, honor your father and your mother."
第20节，主耶稣说：“那诫命你是知道的，不可奸淫，不可杀人，不可偷盗，不可作假见证，当尊敬你的父母。”
All right, so those are five, I believe, of the very good commandments in the list of 10 commandments.
那这个里呢，我认为呢是5个，就是说是在十诫里列出来的5个很好的诫命。
And amazingly, in verse 21, the man said, "All these have I kept from my youth."
令人惊奇的是，在第21节，这个人说呢，这一切我从小都遵守了。
Now, did he mean that he had never told a lie?
这个意味着呢，他从来没有说过谎。
Did he mean that he had always honored his father and mother?
这个也意味着呢，他总是尊敬他的父母。
Did he mean that he had never stolen anything?
这个也意味着呢，他从来没偷过任何东西。
And the answer is probably not. He just felt, compared to others, he was pretty good.
所以呢，答案呢是有可能他没有，因为他只是把他自己和其他的人相比，觉得他非常的好。
So most people in the world, if you ask them how to get eternal life, will tell you should obey the Ten Commandments. If you do, you'll be there.
所以呢，大多数人呢，如果你问他呢，怎样可以得到永生呢？他们会告诉你说呢。你可以守十戒，如果你守了，你就会得到。
It is interesting that the commandments that he mentioned that the Lord mentioned were commandments related to his brother, not commandments related to God.
所以呢，就是非常有意思，是呢，主呢提到的这个诫命呢，是和他们的弟兄呢有关系的，而不是和神之间有关系的。
The logic being, if you can't obey the laws regarding your brother or men, how can you obey the laws of God?
这个逻辑是呢，如果你的连那个就是和你的弟兄或者说是人的那个关系的律法，你的诫命你都守不了，那么你怎么可以守与神之间的诫命呢？
So the Lord could have said to him, well, the greatest commandment is thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, mind and thy soul and strength, the heart, mind, soul, and strength. You should love him with all of those. Did you do that?
这主人呢，其实可以简单的告诉他呢，就是说是你应该全心全力全意爱你的神。那么说呢，你做到了吗？
And the answer, of course, is he didn't any more than any of us have. And consequently, he has missed out. But the Lord doesn't focus on that. This man says, I have been good to my fellow man.
所以这个里面当然呢，就是说是他和我们其他的人一样呢都没有做到，所以主呢没有把焦点呢放在这个上面，他只是告诉他说，你跟你之间的那些其他的人之间的关系怎么样。
So verse 22 says, when Jesus heard these things, he said to him, you still lack one thing. Sell all that you have and distribute to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come follow me.
第二十二节，当耶稣听见这话，就说呢：“你还缺少一件，要变卖你一切所有的，分给贫穷人，就必有财宝在天上。你还要来跟从我。”
So you look at that and you say to yourself, the Lord says, you lack one thing. And then he says, sell all you have and come and follow me. Is that one thing or two things?
所以这个里面呢，那对你呢，主说呢，你还缺少一件事情，说呢，你要变卖你一切所有，然后还要来跟从我，这是一件事情呢，还是两件事情呢？
So the question is, first of all, if you're going to follow Jesus, who is Jesus?
这个问题是呢，你要跟从耶稣，那谁是耶稣呢？
Jesus is God.
耶稣是神。
Therefore, if you were to follow him, that would be very good.
因此呢，如果你要跟从他呢，那是非常好的。
But to follow him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength would imply that you would have to sell all you have, give to the poor, and follow him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength.
那如果你要跟从他呢，他是神的话呢，你就必须呢要全心全意全力的跟从他。那么说呢，你就要把你的一切都变卖，让你的整个内心来跟从他。
And so to keep the money for yourself would be a sin in itself.
所以呢，就是说，如果把钱留给自己，那么说就对你自己来说就是罪。
So verse 23 says, when he heard this, he became very sorrowful, for he was very rich.
因此呢，第二三节说呢，他听见这话就甚忧愁，因为他很富足。
Why don't we all keep the Ten Commandments?
为什么我们不总是都守了十诫呢？
Well, the answer is because it would be very hard.
但是呢，就是非常的难。
It's hard for a rich man to give up all his wealth.
对富有钱人来说，那很难把他的所有的财富都放弃。
It's hard for a rich man to give up any of his wealth, even just a little bit.
对呢，就是对有钱人来说，那很难把他的所有的都放弃，甚至说放弃一点点都很难。
And so this man basically said, I am good enough to get eternal life.
所以这个人基本上说呢，我足够好到这个程度，可以得到永生。
And the Lord Jesus said, no, in order to get eternal life, you've got to believe me and you've got to repent of your sins, and you are not prepared to repent and get rid of your money, and you're not prepared to follow me.
就是说呢，不，如果你要得到永生，那你必须跟从我，跟从我呢，必须是悔改你的罪。如果呢，就是说是你不悔改你的罪，你不愿意放弃你的一切，你也不愿意跟从我。So
verse 24 says, and when Jesus saw that this man became very sorrowful, he said to the others around, how hard is it for those who have riches to enter the kingdom of God?
第二十四节呢，耶稣看见他甚忧愁，就说呢，富人进神的国是何等的难呐。Now,
the fact is, it is hard to enter the kingdom of God for anybody.
对，事实上呢，对任何人来说呢，进入神的国呢，都是很难的。But
it is even harder for people who have many possessions or have much position. People who have much don't recognize a need for God. People who are destitute often have greater perceived need for God.
对，对那些人来说呢，就是他们对给他们有更多的资产，或者有更多更高的地位的这样的人呢，因为他们意识不到他们需要神，所以呢，他们还有很多东西，所以呢，对他们来说就是更难进入神的国。So
we read the story in chapter 14 of Luke about the man who made a banquet for all his rich friends and invited them, and they all said no.
在这个里面呢，我们在路加福音的第十三章里读到呢，就是说是一个人呢，他呢就设了一个大的宴席，邀请他们所有的朋友来，但是呢，他们都说不来。And
so you'll remember in that story that his servants went out to the poor and invited the poor, and many of them came, not all, but many of them came.
因为你们大家记得，这是故事里呢，他的那个传道的那些，就是说是很多的那些，就是说是穷人那里，他们中间呢，很多人都来了，并不是说所有的都来了。So
it is true that it is easier for a poor man, a spiritually poor man, or a physically poor man, it's easier for a poor man to become a believer than for a rich man.
现在就是说是对那些贫穷的，就是不管是邻里的贫穷，还是真的贫穷的这样的人，那对他们来说，比那个富人有钱人，那更容易进入神的国。And
that story was illustrated both in chapter 15 and 16 of Luke.
所以这个故事呢，在那个路加福音第15、第16章里两章里呢，都那个就是解释了。In
chapter 15, it is the poor son, not the rich son, who wanted to come back to the father.
所以呢，在第15章里呢，就是那个。 贫穷的儿子，不是那个有钱的儿子，是那个贫穷的儿子，他想回到父这里来。In
chapter 16, it was the poor man Lazarus who was laid, the beggar, at the gate of the rich man who became a believer in Jesus, not the rich man himself.
那在那个第16章里，就是那个拿撒路那个乞丐，他呢进入了神的国，而不是那个富人他自己进入。So
verse 24 again says it's hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven.
第24节说，那富人进神的国是何等的难呐！Are
you poor or rich?
你是有钱呢，还是穷？
Well, frankly, if you were poor, you'd say yippee, wouldn't you? Because it's easier for you to get into the kingdom than if you were rich.
对，那坦率地说，如果你那贫穷，你会说要富，是不是呢？因为如果你贫穷呢，比你富有呢，更容易进入神的国。
So under these circumstances, It would be important to remember that each person has circumstances in their lives that God has allowed for them to believe, make it easy to believe. Sometimes God makes it easy for you to believe by allowing difficulties, problems, and even poverty to draw you to himself.
在这个里面呢，你知道呢，在这些两种情况下呢，神呢，他允许你在这种情况下呢，都可以进入神的国。但是呢，有时候呢，他让你呢更容易的进入神的国。这个呢，他是通过允许你在你人生里碰到一些困境，还有其他的一些难题，甚至说呢，让你变得贫穷，这样让你呢更容易进入神的国。
Verse 15, verse 25 rather, it's easier for a camel to go through a needle's eye than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. And those who heard it said, who then can be saved?
第25节说呢，骆驼穿过针的眼比富人进神的国还容易呢。他们听见这话就说，这样谁能得救呢？
So, the Lord has outlined the problem here, and that is rich people often find it harder to depend upon the Lord than to follow him as the poor man do.
就这个里面的主在这里指出呢，作为那个富人呢，他们呢通常呢很难，就是说比那个就是说去，他们通常很难依靠主，而是靠到自己，但是呢贫穷的人呢更容易呢，就是依靠主。So
in the Proverbs, the Lord encourages us not to have confidence in riches.
因为在箴言里呢，主呢鼓励我们，不要在我们的财富里面呢，就不要把我们的信心放在我们的财富里。So
verse 26 says, who then can be saved? The Lord's answer, verse 27, is the things which are impossible with men are possible with God.
所以第26节的问题是谁能得救呢？第27节说呢，耶稣说在人不可能的事，在神却可能。
So God is able to convert rich people.
所以神呢，他是可以让那个富人得救的。But
it's often very hard.
但是通常呢，非常的难。And
sometimes he has to take away the riches in order to get to the heart of the formerly rich people.
所以这个有时候呢，神呢必须拿走他们的财富，所以对那些呢，从前呢有钱的人来说呢，就容易一点。Now,
verse 28 is interesting. It's a contrast here. Peter said, see, we have left all and followed you, Jesus.
所以第28节呢是一个非常的有意思的对比。第28节彼得说呢，看，我们已经撇下所有的跟从你了。
What happened to Peter?
彼得身上发生了什么？
Well, he was a semi-rich man. He was a businessman. He was a fisherman. His father owned a fishing company, and he and his brother worked in the fishing company and probably intended to get rich and continue to be fishermen in their lives.
因为里面呢，因为呢，彼得呢，他是一个快要富有的人，他是因为呢，他呢和他的父亲呢和他的家族呢，他们呢就是说是拥有那个渔业的这样的一个生意，那么呢，他们的下半生呢有可能通过他们去打鱼捕鱼，这样的一个渔业呢变得富有。So
Peter wasn't entirely rich, but he wasn't poverty stricken.
因为那彼得呢，他并不是说完全的富有，但是他却不贫穷。And
so he's asking the question now, I followed you, others of us followed you, the other disciples, we all left everything and followed you. And the question is, what were we going to get?
现在他是问题是呢，我们呢跟从了你，我们呢就是说是啊，抛弃了一切跟从你，还有其他的门徒呢，就是也都跟从了你，他们也放弃了很多。那么我们能够得到什么呢？
So here's the promise of the Lord in response, verse 29.
也就是那个主的那个，就是说是允许和他的回答，第29节。
He said to them, Assuredly I say to you, there is no one who has left house or parents or brothers or wife or children for the sake of the kingdom of God who shall not receive many times more in this present time and in the age to come everlasting life.
29节，耶稣对他们说呢：“我实在告诉你们，人为神的国撇下房屋，或是妻子、弟兄、父母、儿女，没有不在此时得百倍，在来世得永生的。
So, what do you get if you forsake all and follow the Lord Jesus?
”那么说呢，如果你抛弃一切，那跟从主耶稣的话呢，你会得到什么呢？
Well, in the life to come, you get everlasting life. That's pretty good.
在来世呢，你会得到永生，这个是非常好的。
In this life, what do you get?
那么在今生呢，你得到什么？
And the answer is, he lists five things here.
你的暗示呢，他这里列出了5件事情。
House, parents, brother, wife, children.
房屋、妻子、弟兄、父母、儿女。
Well, those are the basic five things that life is made up of, isn't it?
这就是5件我们人生的组成部分，是不是？
You need a house to live in. You need somewhere to hang your hat.
另外就是你呢，有时候你要一个房子呢，就是说是去住，你需要个地方睡觉，
And you need family.
也需要家庭。
Parents, brothers, wife, children.
父母、弟兄、妻子、儿女。
If you become a Christian, you become part of the family of God.
如果你成为基督徒呢，你成为神的家人的一员。
And as you're in that family, you realize you've got lots of things that are wonderful.
所以，当你进入神的家庭的时候呢，你就会意识到呢，很多事情都是非常奇妙的。
You end up with parents, brothers, wives, children.
另外就是你就不再和你的妻子、弟兄、父母、儿女在一起了。
And I simply go back to my own self and I say, Well, Harold, you followed the Lord. You never did have a wife. You never did have a brother. You never did have any children.
所以我问自己一个问题，我说 Harold 呢，你跟从了主，但是你却从来没有个妻子，没有个弟兄，没有个儿女。
But the question is, what did I get?
那么问题是我得到什么了？
And I got many men, especially in the assembly at 16. I got many men when I was in my youth and even today who I consider to be brothers, sorry, who I consider to be parents, those who loved me and cared for me and did what parents would do for me.
最坦率的说呢，就是说，在我年轻的时候，甚至到现在呢，我就认识了很多的人，他们呢爱我、关心我，就像父母一样。
And I got many brothers who cared for me as well.
我呢也有很多的弟兄也关心我。
And then, in addition to that, I got some women who have loved me almost like a wife, some women who have loved me all my life and cared for me.
因为从某种意义上的说呢，我呢也有很多那个女性呢，她们非常的爱我，基本上像个妻子一样，她也关心我，爱我。
And by God's grace, some spiritual children.
也借着神的恩典呢，有些在灵里的儿女。
Now the question is, am I more blessed in terms of house, parents, a husband, brothers, wife, children, am I more blessed than people who said, I don't want to follow Jesus. I'm going to devote myself to getting those five things.
因为在现在问题是呢，我比那些就是是在这五个圣经方面，就是父母啊、妻子呢、弟兄呢、儿女呢、房屋啊，我比那些就是是因为我跟从主，我比那些他们不信主，而且把一切都放在这个里面的人，我比他们更有福气吗？
And the answer is yes. The family of God is closer after time. The family of God is closer than many members of the family of our natural parents.
所以这个里面答案是是的，因为在神的家人里面呢，他们更加的亲密，更加的亲近，比我们那个原生家庭和家里的父母啊、妻子啊更加的亲近。
So this rich man is disappointed. He doesn't want to give up his riches.
所以这个富人呢，非常的失望，因为他不愿意放弃他的财富。
Peter said, I and the other disciples, we all gave up the pursuit of riches. What did we get?
彼得说呢，我和其他的那些门徒们呢，我们呢也把所有的事情都放弃了。那么我们会得到什么呢？
And the answer is more in this life and by the grace of God, eternal life as well.
所以答案是呢，在今生呢，他们得到更多。那么，是借着神的恩典呢，在来世呢，他们也会得到永生。
Well, that's all an encouragement to trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior.
所以这个对我们呢，都是极大的鼓舞，要让我们呢，就是说信了主耶稣基督为我们的救主以后，我们得到的鼓励。
But having promised that, he now goes and explains some of the difficulty that they're going to have to understand.
因为在这之后呢，他呢，主呢，向他的门徒们呢，解释了一些他们很难理解的一些事情。
So against this wonderful backdrop of verse number 29 and 30, he says in 31, he took the 12 aside and said to them, Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and all things that are written by the prophets concerning the Son of Man will be accomplished.
所以在主呢讲了29节这样的奇妙的话以后呢，在31节他耶稣带着12个门徒对他们说呢，看了，我们上耶路撒冷去，众先知所写一切关乎人子的事都要成就。
And they probably understood that and agreed to that.
所以呢，他们呢就是有可能呢，就是这一点，他们理解，他们也呢觉得没问题。
But then again, he explains it in more detail in verse 32.
所以呢，然后在第32节里呢，他呢解释了更多的细节。
He says, For the Son of Man, Jesus, will be delivered to the Gentiles, will be mocked and insulted and spit upon, and they will scourge him and put him to death, and the third day he will rise again.
第32节是那个，耶稣将要被交给外邦人，他们要戏弄他、凌辱他，将他吐唾沫，并要鞭打他、杀害他。第三日，他要复活。
It's interesting. I think there are seven things that are going to happen to these people. Or sorry, to the Lord Jesus.
这里非常有意思呢，有7件事情要发生在主耶稣身上。
Let's count again just to make sure I've got it right. He will be delivered to the Gentiles. That's number one.
因为我们来呢是数一下，确保我数的是对的。他将要被交给外邦人，这是第一项。
He will be mocked, number two.
他们也戏弄他，第二。
Insulted, number three.
第三，那样凌辱他；
Spit upon, number four.
第四，向他吐唾沫；
They will scourge him, number five.
第五，那样鞭打他。
They will put him to death, number six.
他们要杀害他的第六.
And the third day he will rise again.
第三日他要复活.
Now, just to remind you, the number seven is the number of completion.
因为我们要提醒大家呢，七这个数字呢是个完整的数字。
And the first six things are very difficult.
前面的六件事情呢，非常的艰难。
But the seven is the completion, and the end is absolutely wonderful. He will rise again.
所以这个里面呢，就是，但是呢，第七件呢是非常的奇妙的，它也是要完成的，因为呢，它要从死里复活。
Now that's the great principle that he was explaining to the rich man and to Peter.
这是一个非常的，就是说是奇妙的原则，他向那个富人和那个彼得他们解释的。
Verse 22, he says, you give up your riches and you will have treasure in heaven. Come, follow me. He was unwilling to give up earthly treasure for heavenly treasure.
因为主告诉那个妇人说，那你要变卖一切呢，就是说是你要把你在天上的你有财宝，那你要来跟从我。但是这个妇人呢，她呢不愿意放下地下的财宝，去换取天上的财宝。
And then to Peter, he extends the promise of heavenly treasure, eternal life, in response to giving up what they gave up.
因为彼得呢，他们和一些门徒们呢，他们呢就是在得到了，就是说天上的财富啊，通过他们所放弃的这样的地上的东西。
And now, as an example of that, as the proof that that will be possible, the Lord Jesus said he himself will go through the agony, the suffering of Calvary, but the third day he will rise again.
但是呢，主呢说他们能够得来永生，另外呢，主呢也告诉他们，他自己呢就是说是要经历这样巨大的痛苦和那些羞辱，然后最终呢他要复活上到天堂去。
So the principle is clear, and the question is, are we willing to do today what has to be done in spite of the fact that it's difficult in order to make sure that we get great blessings in heaven, not just life in heaven, but treasure in heaven.
因为里面这个原则呢是非常清楚。那么问题是呢，我们愿不愿意今天呢当今做一些事情，尽管有时候非常的艰难，我们愿不愿意像现在就做点事情呢？那么说呢，在天上得到极大的赐福呢，就是说是在天上呢不仅仅只是得到生命，而且还有财宝呢？
Now, verse 34 says, they did not understand these things. This saying was hidden from them, and they did not know the things that were spoken.
所以第34节说，这些事他们一样也不懂得，这些话像他们是隐藏的，他们不知道所说的这些是什么。
The disciples, even these disciples who had been with the Lord Jesus now for 2 or 3 years, they were amazed and they didn't understand what he said.
就像他们的门徒们，主的门徒们，他们呢跟主耶这耶稣一起待了3年多，他们甚至现在呢，他们也不明白，他们也不知道他说的是什么。
Christians are often slow to understand.
基督徒呢，通常呢就是要慢慢的去理解。
Don't worry if you don't understand everything, especially if you don't understand the problem of trials in your life. Don't be distressed. These are difficult to understand. Peter and the others didn't know it today, but they all stood tall for Jesus after his resurrection.
因为这个里面呢，如果在你的人生里呢，有些事情呢你不理解呢，你不要那个灰心，尤其是在你处在艰难的困境的时候呢，更不要灰心。就是这个当时那个时候呢，彼得和那些门徒们呢，他们呢所有的人呢都不明白，都不理解，但是呢，在主耶稣基督复活以后，他们都是站得非常高的位置。
And now, verse 35, Luke introduces us to another story in the travel of Jesus.
所以呢，第35节开始呢，主呢给我们介绍了另一个当他们旅行的时候呢碰到的故事。
All of which I believe is to encourage us to trust the Lord when we don't understand a lot of what is going on.
所以呢，所有这些都是要鼓励我们的。当我们呢并不完全理解要发生的事情的时候，我们都要相信主，跟从主。
So verse 35 says, Then it happened that as Jesus was coming near Jericho, that a certain blind man sat by the road begging.
第35节说，耶稣将近耶利哥的时候，有一个瞎子坐在路边讨饭。
Now let me remind you that the Lord Jesus is going to Jerusalem, and as we've just read, he will be put to death there.
现在我要提醒大家呢，主耶稣基督呢，他们在去耶路撒冷的路上，在那里呢，他要被处死。
That's probably going to happen just a few weeks from this story that we have here.
所以这个里面呢，有可能就是这个故事发生的时候，离那个时候呢，只有几个星期了。
So, verse 35, he's coming near Jericho, and Jericho isn't far from Jerusalem, and he's going to be going up to Jerusalem and will be put to death there.
所以这个里面呢，就是第35节说呢，他们来到了耶利哥。耶利哥这个城市呢，离耶路撒冷城呢不远，因为主在耶路撒冷呢要被治死。
And he saw a certain man, a certain blind man, sitting by the road.
所以他们看见有一个瞎子呢坐在路边讨饭。
So this physically blind man was somewhat similar to the disciples who, just we read, are spiritually blind to what God was going to do.
对这个肉眼瞎的这个人呢，就是说是有点像呢。刚才我们读到的那些门徒们呢，他们在灵里是眼瞎的。那么这些人呢，就是说是神在他们身上要做一些工作。
So, what do you do when you're in a situation where you don't really understand God?
另外就是，那么说呢，你处在一种情况下，你不是真正的理解神的时候，你应该怎么做呢？
Many people have questions in life that are too difficult for them to understand. What do you do then?
有很多人呢，在他们的人生里呢，他们有这样的问题，难道呢，他们理解不了？那么这样的话，你应该怎么做呢？
So verses 36 to 38, the response of this blind man.
那第36节到38节呢，来回答这个就瞎子。
And hearing a multitude passing by, he asked what it meant. So they told him that Jesus of Nazareth was passing by. And he cried out, saying, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me.
对于这个第36节，瞎子听见许多人经过，他就问是怎么回事儿。他们告诉他是拿撒勒人耶稣经过，他就呼叫着说：“大卫的儿子耶稣啊，可怜我吧！”
So, what's the blind man say? Jesus is near. I am going to cry to him. I'm going to say, Jesus, please have mercy on me.
所以这个那瞎子呢，听到那主耶稣经过，那么他怎么做呢？他说呢，我要大声的喊叫，耶稣呢，大卫的子孙，可怜我吧。
Some of us are spiritually blind, just as this man was physically blind. But blind nevertheless.
所以呢，我们有些人呢，就像这个肉眼瞎的人一样，我们在灵里是眼瞎的，但是不管怎么说呢，是瞎了。
Verse 39, no, verse 39 says, Then Those who went before warned him that he should be quiet, but he cried out all the more, Son of David, have mercy on me.
就算有些在前头走的人就责备他不许他作声，他却越发喊叫说：“大卫的儿子，可怜我吧！”
In the issues of life, don't delay in crying to God for mercy. Don't stop asking for mercy. Keep on crying and saying, Lord, have mercy on me. Even if some of your friends around you should say, no, don't worry about it.
这个里面呢，就是在你人生的出现问题和麻烦的时候呢，不要延时去呼叫，就是呼喊神，让他呢怜悯你，你要一直呢呼求，就是让神的怜悯在你身上。就算你的朋友说呢啊，一切都会没事的，你仍然要去呼叫，那个就是神的怜悯。
So verse 40 says, so Jesus stood still and commanded the man to be brought to him. And when he had come near, he asked him, saying, what do you want me to do for you?
这个里面第四节呢，耶稣站住，吩咐把他领过来，到了跟前，就问他说呢，你要我为你做什么？
Good question. What do you want the Lord to do for you?
这是一个好的问题，你想要主为你做什么？
This man's argument was simple. He simply said, I'm blind, I'm a beggar, I want to be able to see.
你这个人呢，他的说法非常简单，他说呢，我是一个瞎子，我是一个穷人，我想要看见。
Verse 42, then Jesus said to him, receive your sight. Your faith has saved you.
第四节说呢，耶稣说呢，你可以看见，你的信心救了你。
How did he get his sight back? He believed that Jesus could give him his sight back.
他怎么能看见呢？因为他相信主耶稣基督可以让他看见。
How did he prove that he believed that Jesus could get his sight back?
他怎么证明呢？他相信主耶稣基督可以让他看见呢？
He asked and he cried. He cried out. He probably shouted more at Jesus on that occasion than he had shouted for a long time.
因为就是呢，因为他呼求了，他呼叫了。那有可能呢，在主耶稣基督在的那个场合呢，比他平时呢喊叫的要更加的大声。
Again, the very simple line says, your faith has saved you.
再一次呢，一个非常简单的一句话，说你的信心救了你。
Keep on believing God.
要一直要相信神。
He helped you yesterday.
他昨天帮了你。
He's kind to you today.
他今天对你很好。
You may be scared silly about tomorrow, but you just keep believing him and let him save you for tomorrow as well.
所以你呢，有可能对明天呢感到害怕。那么说呢，你要一直去相信他，相信他呢，在明天呢，一定会呢保守你。
Verse 43, and immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus, glorifying God, and all the people, when they saw it, gave praise to him.
第43节，瞎子立刻看见了，就跟随耶稣，荣耀神。众人看见这事，也赞美神。
All right, so how many people were going through Jerusalem with Jesus at this time?
所以呢，就是有多少人在这个时候呢，和主耶稣基督呢一起呢上耶路撒冷去呢？
Verse 36.
第36节。
And hearing a multitude passing by, he asked what it meant.
就听见许多人经过，他就问是什么事儿。
How many were in that multitude?
所以在这许多人中间有多少呢？
Well, we don't know. Some would think maybe hundreds of people.
所以我们不知道，有些人呢，可能说那有几百人。
I tend to think it was probably thousands of people because he was going up to Jerusalem for the annual feast of Passover, and thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, possibly even millions of Jews were going up to Jerusalem at this time.
因为我认为呢，大概呢有成千的人，成千的人呢，就是因为这个时候呢，他们一年一度的这样的一个，也就是在耶路撒冷有一个逾越节这样的节庆，所以呢，大概呢有这几万、几十万，甚至说上百万的人呢，都去到耶路撒冷。
So there's a long road from Jericho to Jerusalem.
所以呢，从耶律哥往耶路撒冷呢，有一个很长的路。
It's been my privilege to drive up that road on several occasions.
所以呢，我有几次呢，有幸呢，就是开车经过那条路。
And I think, frankly, must have been a wonderful road to be on with the Lord Jesus, but it was a long road. It was a hot road.
因为我坦率说呢，如果说呢跟主耶稣基督一起走那条路呢，是非常那个愉快的，但是呢，却是一个非常的长的一个非常难走的路。
So, what do we know? Verse 43.
第43节，我们知道什么？
Immediately he received his sight and followed God, glorifying God, and all the people. When they saw it, gave praise to God.
第43节说，瞎子立刻看见了，就跟随耶稣荣耀神。众人看见这事儿，也赞美神。
So here he is going up to Jerusalem, probably a journey of several days, and the blind man goes up with the people, and the people meet him, ask him what happened. He tells them the marvelous story, and they praise God together.
所以这个里面呢，就是也他们呢，就是这个他们在去耶路撒冷的路上，大概有2、3天的路程。那么说，这个瞎子被治好了那以后呢，就跟着那个耶稣在一起。在路上的时候呢，他呢，就是人家问他发生了什么，他就告诉别人在他身上发生的故事，他们就听了以后都赞美神。
Has the Lord given you spiritual light? Have you had your spiritual eyes open? Has He given you new life?
对对，主呢有没有给你，就是说是这样的，就是属灵的光，你在属灵里，你是不是看见他有没有赐给你属灵的生命呢？
And you say, well, yes, He has.
你说是的，他给了，
Then what's your responsibility?
那么你的责任是什么？
Answer to tell people.
答案是去告诉其他的人。
Answer to praise the Lord.
但是呢，要赞美主。
The Christian tells his experience in two ways.
因为基督徒们呢，就是告诉他们的经历，他们2种方式。
He tells the people about what God has done for him. We call that witnessing.
他们呢，告诉别人呢，就神在他们身上呢，做了什么，我们把这称之为见证。
And he thanks the Lord for what he has done for him, and we call that worshiping.
所以呢，他们呢就是感谢主，因为主在他身上所行的，我们把这视为那个敬拜。
Our primary time of worship is the breaking of bread.
所以我们主要敬拜的时间呢，就是说在领圣餐，
And that comes first.
这个先来。
And then following that, we having told God how thankful we are, we go and tell people how thankful we are. I think that's what happened with this man, this blind man.
然后接下来呢，我们就告诉神呢，我们是有多么的感恩。然后呢，我们也去告诉其他的人呢，我们是多么的感恩。那么说，就像这个瞎子看见的瞎子他所做的事情一样。
And now another story, chapter 19.
然后那第十九章我们有另外一个故事。
It says, Then Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. Now behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector, and he was rich.
然后说，耶稣进入耶利哥，正经过的时候，看到有一个人名叫撒该，做税吏长，是个富人。
So now you've got an interesting story. This is a story of a rich man, but not the same story as the former rich man that we read about.
所以呢，现在呢，你非常有意思的故事，这是一个故事，关于一个富人的故事，但是并不是说和我们从前面读到的那个富人的故事是一样的。
And this is a man who's somewhat like the blind man. He's living in Jericho. He hears the Lord Jesus passing by just like the blind man did.
所以这个人呢，他有点像前面那个瞎子，但是他住在耶利哥城。耶利哥城的时候呢，他也听到主耶稣基督来了。
So this man, verse 3, sought to see who Jesus was, but he could not because of the crowd, for he was of short stature. So he ran ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was going to pass that way.
第三节说呢，这个人呢，他要看看耶稣是怎样的人，只因人多，他的身量又矮，所以不得看见。第四节说，就跑到前头，爬上桑树，要看耶稣，因为耶稣必从那里经过。
So this man is very like the other two men. He's an interesting contrast to those two former stories.
所以呢，就是这个人呢，他呢，就是说是不像前面那两个有钱人那样的，但是他和那前面那两个富人呢，是一个非常的鲜明的对比。
He was apparently a pretty short fellow, but he ran ahead. And he found a place where the Lord Jesus was going to be coming, and he climbed up into a sycamore tree so he could look down over the crowd and see Jesus when he came.
所以呢，这个身材很矮的一个人，所以一个矮的人呢，他看不听到的主耶稣基督要来，因为人群的话呢，他看不见，所以呢，他就跑到前头去，跑到前头去呢，他爬到一棵桑树上去，爬到桑树上呢，这样呢，当那个主耶稣经过的时候呢，他就可以从上面看见。
So when I was in Israel many years ago, somebody said to me, that tree over there, that is a sycamore tree.
然后很多年前我在以色列的时候呢，有些人告诉我说：“你看那棵树，那个树就是桑树。
So I looked at it and I thought to myself, would that be an easy tree to climb?
”因为我对自己说呢，就是那样的树是很容易爬上去的吗？
And so I ran over and I climbed it.
所以呢，我就走过去呢，就是试着爬了一下。
And for a number of reasons, a sycamore tree is an easy tree to climb.
所以出于很多因素呢，就是桑树呢是一种非常容易爬上去的树。
Some people say, I would like to see Jesus.
所以有些人说呢，我要看主耶稣。
And my answer is, well, go ahead, take a good look. It's easy to see Jesus.
我就说呢，你去吧，去吧，那就是说是去看吧，因为呢，就是看主耶稣是非常容易的。
Open your Bible and reread it and reread it. It's easy to see Jesus.
打开你圣经读，再读，那么说就很容易看到耶稣了。
Verse 5. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said to him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must stay at your house.
第五节说，那耶稣到了那里，抬头看见他，便对他说：“撒该，快下来，今天我必住在你家里。”
So, interestingly, now this particular man, Zacchaeus, he made it clear that he wanted to see Jesus, but it was Jesus who told him how he was going to be able to see him.
那这里非常有意思的呢，就是这个叫撒该的人呢，他非常的清楚的说呢，他要看耶稣。那么说呢，这还是我们的主耶稣说呢，要他怎样才可以看到他？
So you remember Jeremiah said, if you seek me, you will find me if you search for me with all your heart.
所以呢，就是说你们知道呢，就是说耶利米书里面主说呢，如果你寻求我，你全心全意的寻求我，你就会找到我。
And so Zacchaeus makes the simple choice of going out of his way, running ahead, getting to a place where you can see Jesus. And when he sees him, Jesus also sees him, and they get together.
所以呢，撒该呢，他做了一个非常简单的选择呢，他跑到前头去，找到一个地方能够看到主耶稣。当他看到主耶稣基督的时候呢，主耶稣也看见了他，他们就在一起了。
Now, this was a big crowd, probably thousands of people there. Jesus sees Zacchaeus and says, Zacchaeus, I want to go to your house.
就是你有几千人，几千人呢，他们都在一起走。当时呢，耶稣呢看到了撒该，他说撒该呢，我今天要住在你家。
And Zacchaeus said, Yes, come.
所以呢，撒该说是的，来吧。
Do you think that meant a change of plans for Zacchaeus that day?
所以认为那个让那个撒该他那天的计划改变了吗？
Zacchaeus was a businessman. He had his business to attend to.
对，那撒该那是一个生意人，他有生意要去做。
Zacchaeus had a house. He probably had a wife. And if he brought Jesus to the house, it probably would have meant a change of plans for that day.
因为那个撒该呢，他有个房子，他有可能呢有个妻子。那么如果呢，他带主耶稣回家的话呢，有可能那天他的计划也要改变。
If you invite Jesus into your life, if another person invites Jesus into their life, is it going to have an impact upon what they do, where they go, and how things are planned for the day?
因为如果你呢，就邀请呢主耶稣基督进入你的人生，或者其他人呢邀请耶稣进入他的人生的话呢，你认为那个会影响当天那个人所要做的事儿，他所计划的事情吗？
And the answer is yes. When you meet Jesus, it has a big impact on your life.
对的，答案是的。当呢，如果你呢遇到的主耶稣的话呢，在你的人生里呢，就是会产生巨大的影响。
Now, there were in this multitude many, many people. Verse 7 says, When the multitude saw it, they all murmured, saying, He has gone to be a guest. With a man who is a sinner.
所以呢，他是和很多人在一起，很多人在一起，所以第七节说呢，那些众人看见，都私下议论说呢，他竟要到这人家里去做客。
Was anybody else willing to spend time with this man, Zacchaeus?
所以呢，就是还有没有其他的人愿意呢，花时间和这个叫撒该的人在一起了？
No, he was a tax collector.
对，不是的，他因为他是个税吏，
Therefore, he worked for the Roman government.
因此呢，他为那个罗马政府工作。
He was considered a betrayer or a I'm not sure, a traitor. He was considered a traitor amongst the people that he worked with or that he lived with.
所以呢，就是他呢，在他那生活的那个人群中间呢，他被认为是卖国贼。
And so instead of rejoicing, as they did when Bartimaeus was given sight, instead of that, they criticized the Lord Jesus for spending time with such a bad man as Zacchaeus.
因为他们并不想和他那个撒该在一起，但是呢，他们却呢，批评那个主耶稣基督愿意去和这么就是坏的一个人去他家里。
So, when they were together, who knows how long, maybe after lunch. But this is what Jesus says, verse 7.
因为就是他们就是在一起呢，不知道待了多长时间，可能是在那个就是吃了午餐以后，这是主耶稣说的。
And actually, what I should have said, this is what Zacchaeus said in verse 8. Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, I give half of my goods to the poor, and if I have taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I restore fourfold."
第八节呢，撒该的主说：“看哪，主啊，我把我所有的一半给穷人。我若讹诈了谁，就还他自备。” Now,
we're not sure. I'm not sure precisely whether that means he always did that or whether it means he purposes to do that from now on.
所以呢，就是我们不是很确定他是怎么做，怎么那样去做，或者说他已经做过了，或者说他决定从现在开始以后要那么做。Either
way, he is determined to do what the Bible says he must do regarding money.
因为不管怎么说呢，他决定了，就是说是啊，那个就是决定按照圣经里告诉他应该怎么去使用他的金钱。
The rich man said, "I can't do what God wants regarding money. I can do everything else, but I certainly can't do it regarding money."
那个富人说呢，我呢愿意呢，就是按照那个神的方式去做，但是呢。
Peter had said, "We gave up all and followed you." The Lord said, "Peter, I'll look after you. I'll give you all the things that people want."
所以这个里面呢，就是说是彼得说呢，主啊，我们抛弃了一切跟从你，那么主跟彼得说呢，我会照顾你，我会给你人能给你的一切。
Bartimaeus, the blind man, says, "I'll follow you," and the Lord caused him to be a great witness and to bring God much glory.
因为那个瞎子呢，他说呢，主啊，我要跟从你。那么说呢，主呢，让他呢成为一个，就是说是一个非常的跟着主的一个伟大的人。
And so this man Zacchaeus says, "I'm prepared to follow you, Jesus." Verse 9, Jesus said to him, "Today, salvation has come to this house, because he also is a son of Abraham."
这个里面呢，就是撒该说呢，他要跟准备跟从主。那么第九节说呢，意思就对他说，今天就能到了这家，因为他也是亚伯拉罕的一个子孙。
And he probably was the son of Abraham in two ways.
他那是亚伯拉罕子孙呢，有可能以两种方式。
He was a natural son of Abraham in that he was part of the Jewish people.
因为他是犹太人，所以呢，他是自然就是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
But he is also a spiritual son of Abraham because he believed God just the way Abraham believed God.
他同样呢，也是亚伯拉罕的属灵的子孙，因为呢，他呢相信神，就像亚伯拉罕相信神一样。
And then the Lord Jesus' conclusion on all this is verse 10.
然后呢，主呢，对这所有的做出一个结论，在第10节里。
Jesus says, "The Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost."
他说呢，主耶稣说，人子来为要寻找和拯救失丧的人。
That is a marvelous verse.
这是一个奇妙的经文。
I think if you look at it, it's probably 16 little words.
因为如果你去看呢，也大概有16个字。
Somebody has pointed out that they're all simple words. They are monosymbolic, mono My brain died. Monosymb. I can't think of the word. Carl's probably got it on the tip of his tongue.
It's syllabic.
It's what?
Monosyllabic.
Monosynonymic.
MONOSYLLABIC.
Okay, monosynonymic. One syllable each. Monosyllable. Monosyllabic. Monosyllabic. That's it. Monosyllabic. One syllable only in each word. Monosyllabic.
有些人说这些里面的词，那都是一些非常简单的词，简单词。他刚才想了半天，想出这个词，因为这些每个词那都是单音节的词。
So, Amir, if you were trying to learn English, that would be an easy verse to learn.
因为那个阿米尔说，如果你试图学英语，这个经文呢，就是一个简单的经文去学。
And it is a wonderful verse.
这是一个奇妙的经文。
This man Zacchaeus was lost.
这个叫撒该的人呢，他呢失散了。
Jesus came to seek and to save him.
这主耶稣基督来呢寻到了他。
And so you and I say, what did the Lord Jesus do to save this man?
你我说呢？主耶稣基督做了什么来拯救这个人呢？
Answer, he noticed that he was interested. He looked up into the sycamore tree. He saw him, and he probably said, what is that man doing there?
因为答案是呢，答案呢就是他做了一些，他爬到那个树上去，主耶稣看到了他，说那个人在树上干什么呢？
His response would be obvious. He would say, that man went up into the sycamore tree to see me.
所以这个他很快就会得出这样结论，那个人呢，爬到桑树上呢，是为了寻求我。
And when the Savior saw that the blind man, this Zacchaeus wanted to see him, he said, therefore, I want to see Zacchaeus.
因为当那个救主看到那个人呢，他说那个叫撒该的人呢，他想要看我，所以呢，我也要看他。
The principle, if you seek the Savior, he will seek you.
因为这个原则是，如果你寻求救助的话呢，他也会寻求你。
All right, well, that's our wonderful story for this evening, and we're glad that we're here.
因为这是我们今天一个奇妙的故事，我们非常高兴我们来到这里。
But our time is gone.
但是我们时间也到了。
And our Chinese friend has just joined us, and you've come at the last minute and gone at the last minute.
所以我们那个中国的朋友呢，刚刚加入我们，在最后一分钟，就在最后一分钟又下线了。
So let's pray and we'll let you carry on and we'll pray that others will join us later or the next week.
因为我们来祷告，祷告呢，让大家继续。那么说呢，就是是我们也祷告呢，下个星期呢，他们会继续加入我们。
Lord, we've had these three simple stories tonight, stories about people who sought the Savior.
最主要，我们今天有这样的简单的三个故事。这个故事是关于人去寻求救助的。
The rich man was seeking, but he wanted money more than Jesus.
所以那个就是说是富人呢，他在寻求，但是呢，他呢更想要金钱，而不是耶稣。
And he didn't find the Savior. He didn't get saved, but by the grace of God, Bartimaeus and Zacchaeus, they both got saved.
他呢，就是说是没有呢找到救助，他没有得救。但是呢，我们非常感恩的那个巴提马斯和那个撒该呢，他们得救了。
So, Lord, each of us would say, we want to be like Bartimaeus. We want to be like Zacchaeus. We want to see Jesus.
所以呢，主要愿我们每个人说呢，我们要像那个巴提马斯，我们要像撒该那样，我们要看主耶稣。
So, thanks for your help to us this evening. thanks for each one who was here, including that person with the Chinese character who came just for a few moments.
感谢呢，今天来的每一个人，感谢呢，您呢与我们同在，感谢那个，就是中国来那个，只是来那一会儿的那个人。
Lord, bless us all and that Chinese character, and also, Lord, bless those who are often with us on a Saturday night and not here tonight. Bless them too, please.
所以主要求你赐福给我们所有的人，也赐福那个中文名字出现那个人，也感谢那些呢通常呢加入我们的今天呢却没有来的，也求你赐福给他们。
And Lord, we want to thank you that that those who trust the Savior become part of the family of God. And there's a sense, Lord, in which we are to each other part of the family of God. Help us to love one another. Help us to rest and be blessed by one another.
主要就是我们呢，就是感谢神的大家庭，也就是说那些所有相信主的人呢，都会成为神的家园的一部分。所以呢，就是说是从这个意义上，我们也是神的家人。那么说呢，从这个意义上，请您帮助我们互相的爱，互相的去鼓励。
And so again, Lord, we thank you for all that you are, all that you've done for us. And we pray that you will bless us and keep us till next week.
再一次呢，我们祈求您的赐福给我们，也求呢，我们也祷告您的下个星期呢，就是说是赐福我们，保守我们。
And so we give thanks in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and pray.
所以呢，我们现在的祷告和感恩都是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.